Okay.
We all know that.
Friday, January 6th, 2008. Okay. Yes, this really is...
Part two.
This was Matt's year. So, where was it, Matt?
Gimel Amud Beis. Yeah, last narrow line.
Yeah. Eze Ushota. It's interesting, Gemara. Eze Ushota. So halachically is the shota.
So this is the shota that they're always talking about when they say.
Right. Who is the shota? Hayotzi yachidi b'layla, one who goes out alone at night. V'alon b'beis hakvaros, someone sleeps in the cemetery. V'amakareya es ksuso, and one who tears his clothing. Yeah. Rashi, Eze Ushota, Omer B'chol Malkom Shapotam in the Mitzvah, so Mina Onesh, Vein Kinyan Kinyan, Vein Memkor Memkar. Okay, so going out at night doesn't mean going out, means it was dangerous at the time, right?
Well, that's a crazy thing to go out, right?
Crazy thing to do.
Why? What was the danger?
The danger were the bandits and all the.
Wild
out of the
animals.
City, you know, out of the city.
Not in the city.
Not in the city.
Oh, okay.
Not going to. Yeah. So, or sleeping in the cemeteries. It's interesting. Or destroying his property, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to think of different...
Well, that's later on,
that's
right?
Later
it says
on.
Then, right? This is just tearing his garment right now.
But anyway, so the Gemara is interesting machlokas.
It's not
important for us right now. So it says like this. Itmar Rav Huna Omar Ad Shiu Kulam V'Asachas Rav Yochanan Omar Afilu Ba'achas Mehen. So the machlokas. The Brisa says three things, right? What are the three things again? Going out alone at night, sleeping in the cemeteries, and tearing your clothing. Rav Huna said you have to do all of them together. Okay. And Rabbi Yochanan says even one of them. Okay. Now the Gemara has a question. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Ida Ovid Lehu Derech Shtus Afilu Bichadanami. So the question on first question is on Rav Huna, right?
Right.
Why do you need all three? If we see the guy is doing it like a shota, so he proves he's a shota with one of these. Each one of these is crazy, right? And if he's doing it as a crazy man, so you proved you're crazy. You don't have to prove you're crazy three times. Okay. Id lo avid lu derech shtus, and if you're not doing it derech shtus, what does that mean? Then, what? There's a reason for it. He's doing it for a reason. Afilu kulu nami lo. Right? So each one is they're just indications of being a shota. And once you have the indication, he's a shota. And if he has a... what's the idea of doing all three? Okay. Liolam deko ovid lehu derech shtus. Valon bebeis hakvaros. Amar kidei shetishra lov ruach tuma. Who the covid? Vahayotzi yechidi belaila amar gandrifus ochte. Vamakareas ksuso amar bal machshavosu. Kevin of dinu lakulu havalu kimi shenogach shor chamor vegomo. Vinasa muad lakol. Okay, it's a long answer. So is that what? Really, he is doing them derech shtus. Meaning with what does it mean derech shtus? Rashi, v'afilu hachi lo machzekinan leh b'chad. Dayotzi yichidi b'layla emar gandrifas ochrei. Yeah, so what does it mean derech shtus? That's the first question. What does it mean derech shtus? Means there's no visible cause, right? We don't know of any cause. So it's true we don't know of any cause, but still, if he would only do one of them, we could still be malam eschus and say, okay, if he's going out late at night, he's got the heat problem, right? So he's got to get outside and get cool. And if he's going to the cemetery, so we say, Tishra lov ruach tuma, ruach shedim, sheyisai uhu liyos mechashev. Interesting Rashi. He's there for kishuf. He's there for a little kishuf. That's not a shelter. It's a cause.
What's kishuf?
Sorcery,
yeah. And if he's cutting it, if he's ripping his clothing, we say it's a bal machshavasu. Rash doesn't explain that one, no?
Yeah.
It means he's lost in thought. Pashas, he's not thinking of things. Just doesn't realize what he's doing. fiddling. Keva and Avdin Lakulu, but once he does all of them, now it's like the case of a shore that gores a cow, a donkey, and a camel. Okay? We say it's a muad for everything. Okay, what does that mean? Rashi, lo amrina achi muad b'shlosha b'chol min v'min. Because you need three to be a muad. But you don't say, you know, normally if it's a muad in a shore, you don't say it's a muad for a chamor.
Right.
So you would say you need three, you would need to do the shore three times and the chamor three times and the gamor three times. But we don't. We say doing three of them once makes you a muad for everything. However, who had b'shlosha nigichosav b'shlosha minen, ein din makbid al ein ze makbid al min echad, should be, I guess. Afkan lo bo shlosha dvarim liyado bevasachas elakulon mishum shtus. Interesting. So once we see the shore goring three different kinds of animals, we say that's what he is. He's a muad and he doesn't care. He's not muad for anything in particular. He's a muad without any prejudice.
So a fair
equal
opportunity
muad. Right? And so too here, it's not likely, he's saying, we don't say that he happens to have these three ailments. We don't say that he had these three secret causes. We don't believe the reasons.
Uh-huh. Whereas Rav Nachman would say we do believe the reasons.
Oh, so that's the question. So what's the machlokas?
It's the opposite. He certainly wouldn't believe it. The question is, would he ever believe a guy's reason? Because he says if you do one, it's enough.
Right. So why doesn't Rav Yochanan say that, well, maybe guys, I mean, what's machlokas? If a guy does one thing, are we malam eschus that maybe he had a reason? I mean,
he's more machmir, very machmir.
The question is, what's the machlokas? One second, I just remember there was one thing. Right, and Tosis makes it clear. Kevin davdina lakulu nasa kemisha nagach, right? Umichad b'shlosha zimna lo eschazik. Titalilan b'ach dekomar shas, ema ba machshav ato inach. So the one who says you need all three, he's not just saying you need three events. He's saying if it was only one thing three times, that wouldn't be good. Right? You have to have the variety of insanity. You have to have an insane behavior smorgasbord.
The thing I'm wondering is, regardless of either Amora, right? If you knew for a fact,
that's what Ramosha's question is. That's what Ramosha's question. What if you know for a fact?
Right.
Is this just chazakas or? What's your question though? You know for a fact that what?
You know for a fact that there was some other reason. So despite the fact that he fulfills whichever.
Then Vade would be good.
Then you're not a shota.
Definitely right. I thought you were something else. Then Vade is not a shota.
What did you think he was
asking? Because the Ramosha's question is, that's Tosa's example. If he's a shota, there's maybe, let's say he does these three things. So we say he's a shota, right? But let's say we know in a particular area, we know for sure he's 100% normal. So can we trust him in that area? Mm-hmm. But that's not really, that's a separate right. question. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, we'll pick it up again. We don't have time now.
Yeah.
It was much more involved than I anticipated. I take a look at it. It's interesting. Come on. Machlokes. Hard machlokes.